Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first hour, we had Juggalo Trey on. That was the highlight. We talked about some other sports stuff, too. But a lot of sex talk in that first hour. More to come. Beth will join us at 6:15, so it'll take on a different turn there. And remember, it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, or want a sex tray, put odds on it. It's pretty simple. That's it.
Although he's taken now, so...
Yeah.
Let's slow down on that.
Actually, just USA Today did a ranking of NFL teams, which ones are in the best shape for the extended future in terms of, you know, young rosters with potential stars on it. And no surprise, like Eagles, Vikings, Patriots, Falcons, Jaguars are your top five, Rams six. But Steelers are eight, Packers nine, Saints seven, which considering that rookie class they had last year is one of the best ones that we've seen. Cowboys 10, which it seems like if you have, even with the Bryant mess, if you've got Elliott and...
Where did they have the Patriots?
Patriots were number... three.
What's the good young talent in New England?
That's the thing. I mean, Rob Gronkowski may not come back.
Yeah, he's saying he's going to
retire. Brady's not going to play forever either. There's no way. But would you like to know?
I mean, Brady's already played forever.
Well, true, but he's not going to keep going like that. If we're talking about extended future, Chargers 11 at number 12, your Houston Texans.
Okay.
Says the top of the roster is Sterling, as Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt provide tantalizing possibilities as they mend from injuries, while Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins stand among the best at their respective positions. Yet the offensive line gave up 54 sacks, and the secondary was burned for 30 touchdowns. So, without a pick in the first two rounds, Houston might have to wait for remedies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and plus those are big question marks with those guys coming back healthy, especially J.J. I think when a guy's been out that long for the last 2 years, you got to wonder. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. I know you had something you wanted to do. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to
save it? I don't know. Do we have it, John? Do you have the lady?
I'm pulling it and listening to it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do that next segment.
Then. Okay. You know what? Let's take a call then from David.
Oh, okay.
Go, David. Hello, David.
David Sports.
David?
Good stuff today.
Hey, man, Hello? What's up?
Yeah, you're on, man. Go. Hey.
All right. I'm doing a day trip up to Austin next Monday, and I was trying to figure out where all the good beer is right now. I've had a few from 512 and a few from Independence, but that's really about all I know about. And I don't know if you already dropped it or not. If you have any picks today, I'd like to hear them. Okay. On college basketball.
Yeah, if you if I were you, I would either go to Jester King if you've never been out there. Jester King is, I think, the best brewery in Austin. But go to one of the, like, Craft Pride on Rainy Street.
Thirsty Planet's one of my favorites. Yeah, too.
One of those bars down there is going to have basically all the local stuff on tap. So that's what I would do. Yeah. Bangers is a good spot. So yeah, some good beer bars there.
Yeah, it's hard to go. Hard to go wrong with any of those, but I think Thirsty Planet's my most underrated brewery in Austin.
Okay,
and they they just, everything they have is good. Even their, even when they trot out an IPA. I keep saying I don't really like IPAs, but I
but
sure
kind of do.
I've been drinking a lot more of them lately.
Yeah.
So 409 says, surprised that Houston isn't number 16 on that list. Yeah, that's pretty much where
normally they
would
be.
You would think they would be.
I've got a little bit of breaking UFC news.
Yes.
UFC 222, which was in danger of being canceled altogether after Max Holloway got hurt. It was supposed to be Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar, and they couldn't get anything together. Well, they have decided, it took a while to negotiate apparently, but Chris Cyborg versus Yana Kunitskaya for the women's featherweight title, and Frank Edgar and Brian Ortega, with the winner expected to get the next title shot when Max Holloway is healthy. So,
all right. That makes it mildly interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it was going to go away altogether.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
Yeah. That's not bad. I do like watching Cyborg fight.
Oh, she's a beast.
713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in. There was something else I wanted to get to here before we went to break, but you know, because I want to get into the Scott Boras thing. Did you see he's firing off at MLB right now?
No,
not signing stuff.
Yeah, everybody's got their theories on this, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He says he took issue with MLB revealing in its statement of response to the union that some players have 9-figure offers. Boras says, I find it interesting that free agents have 9-figure offers since the CBA mandates that teams not share that sort of information, which is a good point. It's fair. I kind of feel like it's, you know, it's what we talked about yesterday, that it teams are actually just being smarter about this. And I don't know that I'd throw that much money at these guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get that they're frustrated, but are we, I don't think this is the end of the mega deals by any stretch, because Bryce Harper is going to get paid by somebody.
Oh yeah. Manny Machado is going to get paid.
Yeah.
You know,
Carlos Correa is
going to. Yeah. Carlos Correa is going to get paid.
Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, at least as from my opinion, I don't really think that this is a collusion thing. I think it's just I don't know if I want to spend a bunch of money on you Darvish thing.
Right.
And Arrieta and guys like that.
JD Martinez is, that's surprising to me.
It's a little curious.
Just money.
That one was a little curious. And I know that, you know, the Red Sox supposedly were going to throw some money at him, and for some reason they haven't. So yeah. That's the one guy I think you can point to. But again, what term are you going to give him?
I don't know. But I mean, then there's guys like Eric Hosmer, who's, you know, still in what I would say his playing prime. And, you know, he's probably a top 10 first baseman in baseball. He can't get a gig.
Yeah.
I mean, there are surprises. I mean, no doubt. But there's also some of that. Well, I wouldn't really pay Jake Arrieta to the moon either.
Yeah. Let's try Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sports.
Sports.
Hey, AJ, what are your thoughts on Michigan basketball? I know over the last few years, if they don't shoot well, they're pretty much terrible. Pretty much the same thing this year. But I know they've been pretty much terrible since the Michigan State win, honestly. Where do you see them falling in the tournament? Appreciate it, guys.
Well, assuming they right the ship down the stretch and actually get it together, I think that they are maybe a 10 seed, something like that. Last night was a tough loss for them. That's a game that they really would have liked to have. I don't want to say Michigan's horrible. I don't think that they're horrible, but I do think that Michigan has underperformed, given that they've got one of the best coaches out there, I think, and you know, they get talent. I just don't understand what's been the problem with putting it together. But they're a tournament team. I don't think they're going to be a high seed. I don't think they're making any noise come tournament time. But yeah, that's it. I don't think they're garbage either, though.
How many Big Ten teams do you think make it?
God, off the top of my head, I would guess I don't even know. I'll have to look at and I mean, Purdue and Ohio State, Michigan State, those are obvious. Nebraska, Michigan, that might be it.
Maybe. Yeah, I was just wondering because it doesn't seem like they have the.
And Penn State's probably a borderline. I mean, some of the programs that are normally good are way down, and mostly Indiana and Wisconsin is who I would be talking about. It might be five, maybe six. Maybe you can squeeze a sixth. But they're good at the top. You know, Purdue's going to be a one seed.
Yeah.
So Michigan State will probably be a two seed. They're going to be okay. But yeah, it's a different looking Big Ten this year because of teams like Indiana and Wisconsin that aren't going to make the tournament, which we're used to them making a tournament every year.
713-780-ESPN. Let's do one more, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
I just wanted to talk to y'all about the MLB offseason that y'all kind of touched on briefly. Like J.D. Martinez, Yu Darvish, and Hosmer, all these guys actually have contract offers in front of them that they're not signing. It's reported that the Red Sox actually have a 5-year, $125 million deal that J.D. Martinez is holding out for more money. Yu Darvish has a couple 5-year deals sitting in front of him. And Hosmer's got a 7-140, I believe, from the Royals. So it's not that it's not there. These guys just aren't signing, which I find it interesting that they're trying to blame the MLB for collusion when they're the ones who aren't signing these massive contracts.
Well, that's kind of where I was at yesterday when we started talking about this. I mean, I think these guys could all get jobs. They're just not getting the offers that they want. And that has nothing to do with collusion. That's just what the market is. So, yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah, although, again, I don't know that those offers are accurate either.
Right.
And that could be just baseball team saying, hey, we threw this out there, and he wasn't interested. So, guys, if you want to get her interested.
Oh, yes.
Forget thinking outside the box. Sometimes the box is exactly the place you need to go and stay inside it. Because, listen, with Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers, you're going to get her exactly what she wants. My wife loves the Pro Flowers and the Sherry's Berries. I always had to decide between the two. Well, no, I don't. Because guess what? Perfectly paired is two gifts in one. It's a one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day gift that will really impress. And today only, get gorgeous one dozen red roses and dip gourmet berries together in a beautiful, specially designed gift box for just $49.99. This is a today only offer. This uniquely designed box will keep your berries cold and your flowers fresh, guaranteed.
Yeah, the berries showed up at my house with the flowers, which was a nice surprise. And those berries, I'm telling you, it's like a fist fight in my kitchen every time the berries come because that's everybody wants them. They're the best, and they always find a way to have the berries fresh. They always find a way to make them look great. And you're going to love it. She's going to love it. Everybody's going to be happy come Valentine's Day. Order today. There's only one way to get that deal, and you know it. It's to go through us. Visit berries.com. Spell out the berries.com. Enter our code Fred and AJ at checkout. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Did you see that the Hawks GM speculated that LeBron's the one who leaked the Golden State rumor?
No.
Yeah, that it came from his camp, basically.
Hmm.
Which wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, well, it's weird because LeBron was like, he's the one who was like, don't ever believe anything you hear unless it comes directly from my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh well. All right, so do we have this thing that you wanted to do here?
We have it, Jung?
Well, listen, partners. We don't have a flu season. We've got a duck season, a deer season. But we don't have a flu season. And don't receive it when somebody threatens you with everybody's getting the flu. We've already had our shot. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. That's what we stand on. And by his stripes, we were healed. If you've already got the flu, I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every person that has symptoms of flu. I'm asking you, Lord, by your supernatural power, to heal them now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Flu, I bind you off of the people in the name of Jesus. Jesus himself gave us the flu shot. He redeemed us from the curse of flu. And we receive it and we take it and we are healed by his stripes. Amen. You know, the Bible says he himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. When we were healed, we are healed. So get on the word, stay on the word. And if you say, well, I don't have any symptoms of the flu. Well, great. That's the way it's supposed to be. Just keep saying that. I'll never have the flu. I'll never have the flu. Put words. Inoculate yourself with the word of God. Well, he himself bore my sicknesses, carried my diseases, and by his stripes, I was healed.
Well, that's good. That's good and all. Unfortunately, that's Gloria Copeland. Unfortunately, a couple years ago, her mega church up there in Fort Worth experienced a major measles outbreak. They're like, I guess she's about that anti-vax life.
Oh boy.
And listen, Jesus has a lot going on.
Well, by his stripes,
right?
But by his stripes,
you know what Jesus did, or you know what God's done for us? He invented a flu shot. He put someone on this earth who could come up with a flu vaccine, and you don't want to take it. It doesn't work that way. The most updated flu-related death count in Texas: 2,897. There have been 54 flu-related deaths in Dallas County so far this season, which, you know, runs from October to May, basically.
By his stripes, AJ.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not getting the by his stripes thing. Jesus has stripes?
I don't know. I don't understand that either. But
is he a referee? Is that what we're saying, that Jesus is the same as a referee?
I got to be honest. I mean, I want to, if you're telling people, hey, listen, just thinking this or believing this is enough, you don't need medicine, I almost feel like that's criminal. Telling people, oh, don't worry about disease. You're immune to disease. No. Disease, that's still out there. There's still a thing. Mostly, I just wanted an excuse to play that audio because it makes me laugh.
just by his straps.
By his straps.
I cure Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, he's fixed. Is Patrick Creighton an atheist?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Don't you get the flu a lot, Jong?
No.
What were you sick with last year?
Probably just cold.
Okay.
Sinus infection, I know. Oh, I get those.
Probably because you've got the Holy Spirit flowing through you strong. You don't get the flu, right?
No.
No one in your family gets the flu?
I don't think so. We haven't gotten it recently.
It's good. No one at your church gets the flu, right?
I'm sure there's people there.
Is that how you guys pick out the infidels?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got the flu? You're out of the church. You're not a real believer. Okay.
Everybody's saying it's because he was whipped. So his stripes from the whipping are the things that keep the flu away?
I don't know.
I'm confused. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I'd be happy to take some phone calls here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Interesting. There's a lot of strange people out there, AJ.
Yep.
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. Yeah. Jermaine says it's people like that that gives us Christians a bad name. Yeah, there's a lot of good Christians out there.
Of course.
There's a lot. I mean, but organized religion's a different animal. It's especially ones really big mega churches. I think they're more about business than they are.
Oh, I forgot my brother got the flu recently.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a month ago.
But he's not he doesn't go to church, right?
Oh, he does.
Does he go as much as you?
I'm not sure.
I think you know the answer to that. I think we all know the answer to that, Fred.
Mm. Well, I thought I might have the flu. You've all had the flu the other day.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for telling me.
Well, I didn't find out until it's like, okay. But that's what I was worried about, but it turns out it was a lot worse than that. 713-780-3776. Hey, did you see the I've got a bunch of non-sportsy stuff. Did you see that this is sportsy. The Ohio State athletic director calling Jimbo Fisher's contract ridiculous?
No.
Yeah, he said there was a discussion about A&M giving Fisher the 10-year, $75 million contract at the Ohio State Board of Trustees Talent and Compensation Committee meeting last week. He said, I don't even put Texas A&M in our sphere because I'm considering Urban's situation with 3 years left on his contract. Basically, it's the same with Alabama and their total salary. Take it off the sheet because it doesn't matter because it's just no value to it. It's a reactionary type of management. In other words, these guys are paying a bunch of money. I'm going to have to pay Urban a bunch of money, and I'm pissed about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the market. He made $6.4 million last year, which makes him the fourth highest paid coach in the country. But Saban, of course, makes $11.1 million. Which is the most.
Nick Saban is also the best coach. But to say, let's take that off the board somehow.
Yeah, we're just going to ignore that contract, yeah.
We're going to ignore Alabama because Nick Saban's won 5 championships there.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
So
Urban's won 1 here.
That's not a real college.
Yeah, we're not going to count A&M because they just spent a bunch of money and that's silly to go get that guy.
Okay. Well, I would say, I'm just not going to count these coaches that are making garbage money. So
yeah,
let's just, you can cut off the high end, but the reality is Urban Meyer should be amongst the 5 highest paid coaches in football.
And he's 4th, so he's probably right where he should be.
Well, see if you can keep him for that.
Oh, this is pretty good. The title of that clip that you played should be called One Flew. FLU over the cuckoo's nest. Well played, 713. Well played. Oh, boy. Well, I there's no transition.
No, there isn't. I'll just tell you about Pajamagram, guys. There's a brand new technology. It's going to drive your lady wild for Valentine's Day. It's called Micro Velvet. And it's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram. It's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. You can't get this anywhere else. Tempting Touch PJs are the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are ridiculously soft. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. If she's not going to be into that, which she's going to be into it, trust me. There's something for everybody, though, at pajamagram.com. There's a higher level of soft, guys. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and she's going to be happy. And when she's happy, you'll be happy, too. A Valentine's gift has never been this tempting. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram always includes free gift packaging and Valentine's Day delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
You back me up, believer.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We've got about 400 people now. Tell me what these stripes are referring to. Why not just say his scars? Why you got to go stripes? Buy his stripes. I'm just curious. Just seems like a strange choice of words.
Yeah.
How is that?
Well, it doesn't matter what that means. What matters is you can still get the flu if you believe in Jesus.
I think that's the point. So. Well, we want to go sportsy or non-sportsy here? Because I've got a little bit of everything.
Oh, boy.
We will have a gym of the day next segment.
Recruiting for a couple hours?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Let's just do that. That's my insight.
Alabama got some good players.
Alabama going to be really good. Georgia number one on that list.
Yeah.
The Dogs are going to be the best team again next year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Alabama, Georgia again for the championship. And them Texas guys, they're number three on that list.
Yeah.
I'm not a real fan of them. I don't like Texas. Bunch of arrogant people up there in Austin.
So here's the shocker of recruiting day. All the schools that always get the best recruits got them again.
You go down the list.
All the best players went to Alabama, Georgia, Florida, USC, Texas, Ohio State, Michigan. And then teams like Kansas didn't have a great recruiting
class. Kansas did not do well.
It wasn't great.
No. And about half these kids will be absolute busts, and a bunch of guys who are three stars will be the best player on their team in a couple of years. That's your recruiting.
Yeah.
I still think SEC is the best. So these fellers here from Big 12, forget them. They don't play any defense. Pac-12, their quarterbacks are all cute. That's all they are.
Good looking, nice.
Well, I'd like to get a few of those quarterbacks in the shower there, have a little conversation with them. But, geez. Squeezing a call. Roger.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Hey, man, I wanted to get in on what are the odds that Mike Vrabel takes the Titans further than Mike Mularkey did.
30%. I don't like the hire.
I don't either.
And not that Mularkey was any great shakes, but
he got him to the playoffs.
He did. He won a playoff game too.
Yeah.
So you're asking him to do more than that. And what's your time frame before he gets fired? I guess.
Yeah.
So basically, you're saying, what are the odds he gets them to the AFC Championship game?
Right.
10%.
Here's the other thing. Why did it work out that Mike Mularkey and the Titans mutually agreed to part ways, but Mike Mularkey doesn't have another job yet? That makes me kind of think that was fake news.
Yeah. I think they clearly wanted rid of him. So.
You know why? Two straight seasons of 9-7.
Yeah. But did win a playoff game.
9-7's not the bar.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Well, the guy here went 9-7 3 years in a row.
Oh, and he got an extension.
And then he went 4-12.
And then he got an extension.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, and he got rid of his nemesis.
So, wait. What's the best record that Bill O'Brien's ever had in a season?
9-7.
That's the same as Mike Mularkey.
Yeah.
Mike Mularkey... He went to the playoffs, and somehow he got fired, but Bill O'Brien got extended. I don't understand.
He won a playoff game, too.
Yeah.
Went in and upset the Kansas City Chiefs and chased Alex Smith out of town.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's responsible for the death of Alex Smith.
Yeah. Well, or at least the reassigning of Alex. Yeah. Alex Smith got some good dough. I don't think he's dead.
No. But the death of Alex Smith in Kansas City.
Yes.
Interesting. So, 713-780-ESPN. I mean, that's not the bar for Jeff Fisher either. God, how bad does he look that he had those three quarterbacks on his roster?
It's so great. Somebody retweeted it yesterday. It was the audio or the video of Jeff Fisher on the phone calling Nick Foles and saying, "I'm a big fan. We're going to go ahead and let you go. I hope," he said, at the end, he said, I hope you land on your feet.
Think he landed a lot better than Jeff Fisher did. And that guy's still out there trying to get a job.
Yep.
If I were you, Jeff, I would go try to be a defensive coordinator somewhere or go take a college job or something. And I don't think anybody's hiring that guy. How great would it be if that would be a Jim Irsay thing to do? Go hire Jeff Fisher.
God, that would
not be the worst.
Yeah, Andrew Luck would suddenly go, "You know what? My shoulder's hurting again."
Yeah, I think I'm out for the next 2 years.
I'm out until Jeff Fisher's not the coach here anymore.
Oh man, that guy always. But he's one of those got reputation guys, and he just survived.
Well, early on, went to a Super Bowl.
He did
almost won it.
Yep,
and that basically secured him a job for the next, 15 years?
Yeah.
No. Well played.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If Wentz and the Eagles never win another Super Bowl, but he has a great career, will he be put in the Marino category? Or will he be Brett Favre since he's on a Super Bowl team? I think he's... I don't know. I mean, it's too early to tell what his career is going to be. But that team wouldn't have had home field advantage without Carson Wentz. And I think even
Carson Wentz was the best player on the Eagles this year.
He was. And even though he wasn't there for the Super Bowl, I think the truth is they don't win this thing without him. And I think his best days are ahead of him. I think that guy's going to get better. And yes, people were saying trade Carson Wentz and keep Nick Foles.
Yeah, those people are fools.
Yeah, well. The price you would get for Carson Wentz, if you were to even consider that, would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, let's just say you're the Cleveland Browns and the Eagles say, "Hey, we might consider trading you Carson Wentz." Are you not giving up your one, your four?
And another future one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. I do think... it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Eagles moving forward because, you know, they do have some cap issues they've got to work out, but you're also going to have a healthy Carson Wentz. And, I mean, they've done such a good job at acquiring talent. I think they're going to be a threat for a while. As long as Wentz is our quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be like Green Bay. As long as Rodgers is healthy and their quarterback, Packers are going to be a threat. If I want to get into this or not, I'm going to. Do you see? I don't know if you saw this or not, but the new Browns consultant, basically Elliot Wolf, assistant general manager. Guess who he has as the number one quarterback in the draft?
Josh Allen.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, okay. That was close.
Yeah, Scott McLaughlin, I'm sorry, the former Redskins general manager who got dumped. But yeah, he says he reminds me of a shorter version of Brett Favre. Tough guy, he can throw it, and he's very confident, and he's not afraid whatsoever. He's a battler.
Did we double whatsoever, huh?
A double whatsoever, and followed it with he's a battler.
All right.
I know saying Brett Favre's a big name, and I was around him for a while, but this guy has talent. Boy, that would be a Browns thing to do. I'm hoping they're not listening.
Yeah. Grant says, what are the odds if Andrew Luck has to sit out this year because of injury, the Colts part ways? If Andrew Luck were to sit out 2018, the Colts would have to make a decision, but that decision would still cost them almost $13 million in dead cap space.
Yeah, and
it's tough.
if he has to sit out the season again, I think the decision they have to make is to use a high pick on a quarterback next year.
Right.
And start looking at someone who you might have to transition to. Because if he misses a whole season again, then you can't count on him.
No.
But you can't really get rid of him either. So I think that'll kind of play out. It'll kind of take care of itself. You'll have if he doesn't play, then you'll be in the market for whoever the top quarterback is next year. Which I'm not even going to begin to guess.
I have no idea.
Yeah, let's get through this year first.
All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. You know it, and they are cutting you deals right now. If you've been putting off cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery, now's the time to do it. Save 35% off any cleaning service with dirt-free carpets, 35% off sale. Give them a call at 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373, and they'll come out. They'll hook you up with that 35% off. Nobody deep cleans like dirt-free carpet cleaning. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Your carpets are going to be fresh, deep cleaned without soap, without unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They don't use any of that stuff. They've been doing it for 30 years with the best technology in the game. And right now you can get 35% off any cleaning service. Give them a call, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get 35% off any cleaning service. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry with a carpet cleaning. That's $100 value. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. That's Sports Map, of course. Your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. SportsMap.com covers all your favorite teams. Got guys like John Granato, who will be writing for tomorrow. Lance Erline, who is writing for today. Charlie Palillo, be writing for Friday. AJ Hoffman, who also writes for Friday. There's also stuff from me. If you're not on Sports Map every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com. Please make sure you follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, HOU. That way you'll get all the great content that we have. So, time for the Zada Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
AJ, I'm worried about the future of America.
As you should be.
Because apparently being a good business person and being savvy is frowned upon in this establishment. A Girl Scout has caused a controversy for selling her Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
We all like Girl Scout cookies, right?
I do, you know,
people,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I like a little, so little too much. You'd probably like them a lot if you were, smoking pot?
Oh, yes.
So she sold 300 cookie boxes outside of a pot dispensary in San Diego called Urban Leaf. And apparently it caused a problem because you're supposed to have a permit unless you're walking around. So she kind of skirted around the rules by walking around. People were critical of her. Says one Girl Scout council is looking into whether a scout who was photographed selling cookies outside a marijuana dispensary broke any rules. This girl's genius.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. That ought to be the future of Girl Scout cookies. They should be setting up outside these dispensaries. That's brilliant marketing. Congratulations, little girl. You have a future. There are some people in America that believe that being successful in business is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, that's your Zadok Jewelers.
Did a bunch of little kids' parents complain? Like the other...
The Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
They were hating.
Yeah, because
they didn't sell as many
cookies.
The Girl
Scouts who sold 40 boxes because they set up in front of the Petco? Yeah. They probably are pissed.
Seems, sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. I'm totally for, and I say thumbs up, congratulations, and that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Space says no, the future's Girl Scout HTC edibles.
That is the future.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And that's probably, she'll probably be the first one to do it, although she'll be too old by then, so maybe she'll own the company. That would be good. Hey, they want to really make some money. It's legal now.
Yeah.
I'm for.
All right. I'll tell you again about Pajamagram, Fred, in case you didn't hear earlier. Pajamagram's got some brand new technology, the best technology. It's going to make your lady crazy for you, Fred. It's not what you're thinking, though. It's not that kind of technology. It's not a robot like you were thinking. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram. It's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. These are simply the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever, ever imagined. They are addictively soft. They are begged to be touched soft. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Valentine's Day delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.